We're here tonight at the midweek service, first and foremost, to worship the Lord. And we're going to do that by singing together 367, Far Away in the Depths of My Spirit Tonight. Rolls a melody sweeter than psalm, in celestial-like strains it unceasingly falls, o'er my soul like an infinite calm. Peace, peace, wonderful peace. May that peace be granted to each one tonight.
Thank you.
us tonight that peace will be given. We're living in a very turbulent world, and there's so many, many things to upset the peace and the calm of our journey, even as Christians. But the Lord gives us peace. And there are some particularly that need that peace tonight, many that we are praying for, others certainly that I want to mention to you tonight. I want you to remember the Reverend John Wagner. His wife Kim, that we were praying for so long, went to be with the Lord today. And that's been a great loss, great sense of grief in that family, we know. But she's in a better place, in the place where there's eternal peace. Charlotte Dixon is critically ill in the Royal Victoria Hospital. Charlotte is a member of the Martyrs. She is a sister of Anna Curry, and things are not good. And we don't think that Charlotte has much longer in this life to go. So certainly there's a family here that need prayed over and encouraged at the throne of grace. Joanne Peden has been very ill, and I know that many of you are praying for her, and I want to commend her to you. She is in very serious pain on top of the ME that she suffers with in one of her eyes, and her sight is not good. And they've been battling for a long time for a consultant to come and see her. And different ones have been on the case, and we appreciate the work that Mervyn has done. But we just heard from her this evening that a consultant was visiting the home tonight. So do remember her. And she probably will have to go to hospital next week for further tests. We've been praying for Aaron Mackay, and he got good news today. He had surgery recently, as you know, for cancer. That cancer was contained, and it hasn't spread anywhere else in the body. So he went for a checkup today, and that was the news that his body is free from cancer. And we praise the Lord for that. So these are matters for prayer, even as we come to seek the Lord now and later on, and in your own quiet times at home. Our Heavenly Father, we come through the Lord Jesus tonight to the throne of grace. We can appear before God. We can have an audience with the King. Thine ear is open to our cry. What a marvelous truth this is, and encouragement for us to know that the God of glory, who is infinite, eternal, and unchangeable, listens to our prayers. He not only listens, but he has invited us to come. And he has encouraged us to come in times of trouble. And so we thank thee that though we are welcome at any time, and we have sweet fellowship with the Lord in prayer every day and many times through the day, we thank thee for the special times that we draw near when affliction has arisen, when trouble has overtaken us or our families or friends, when we're weighed down with various kinds of burdens. We can come to the throne of heavenly grace, where the Lord hears us, receives our prayers for the sake of Christ, and he answers. We know that he answers according to his will, and it's always for his glory and for our good, even though sometimes it's not the way that we thought the prayer would be answered. Yet we know that God does all things well. He orders our steps. He is in control. As we listen to the wind raging outside there this evening, we know that God is in control of these earthly elements. He sends the storm. He brings the calm. And Lord, as we think of the storm has often been a symbol of those raging times in our lives when our inward peace has been disturbed. And we thank thee that we can come to thee in the storm, and the Lord still speaks words, peace be still. And Lord, there are some that are in the storm tonight, with sickness, with pain, with sorrow, with trials, and burdens of various kinds. And Lord, we would seek to bring ourselves to thee, this congregation just now to thee, our families to Thee. Names that we've mentioned already, we bring to Thee. We think of our brother John Wagner in his sorrow and his family. Lord, we thank Thee for the battle that Kim put up all these years. And yet, it's a battle, humanly speaking, that has been lost. And yet, a great victory that has been won. For she's in heaven, right now, in the glory land. She's met the Savior. She's seen Him face to face. We've only been able to sing about these things and preach about them and talk about them. But, Lord, she has experienced face to face with Christ, my Savior. And she knows the joy and the bliss of that experience. We thank Thee that she's in glory today because many years ago she was saved by Your grace. But we're conscious that with the passing even of loved ones, even in the knowledge, the joyful knowledge that they've gone to heaven to be with Christ, there's a parting, there's a separation, and there's grief tonight. And we think of our brother Wagner especially and his family, and we think of the North American church. We think of those that knew Kim so well. We think of Mrs. Cairns tonight. Oh, Father, we do pray that the Lord Jesus will draw graciously near as He's promised, and that His presence will bring the peace that we've sung about tonight and we've prayed about, that peace that passes all understanding. We remember Charlotte in this very critical time in her life. Lord, You know what happened on Tuesday, and You know what has brought her to this place where life is now ebbing away. We want to pray for her. We want to pray for her sister Anna, member of this congregation. We want to pray for her son George, who got back today from overseas. We want to pray for the wider family circle in this time of need, that Thou will be gracious to them, that Thou will strengthen them and give them grace for whatever the next hours and day or so might have in store for them. Lord, may they also experience this peace, the peace of God. We do remember Joanne Peden tonight, Lord, in her struggle, and the visit of this consultant and all that needs to be done. You know how ill she's been. Lord, she's Thy child. She's in Your hands. You've kept her trusting through these years, and we want to commit her to the grace of God afresh, and we pray that that peace will come sweeping over her heart into her life this very moment. We pray that You'll encourage her in the Lord. And Father, we do pray for betterment. We pray for the restoration of health, the touch of the Lord's hand upon her body. Oh Lord, You're able to do what we ask. Do it for Your glory. Remember Aaron Galt tonight. With all his need, we commit him to Thee. Remember our brother Nigel and others, Lord, that will come to pray for later on in the service. We just commit them again to the grace of God. Thank Thee for the good news about Aaron Mackay and when he went and got the checkup today. And Lord, we just acknowledge Your mercy in this. And we pray that You'll bless him and his family. And so continue with us tonight in this service. In every part, may we worship the Lord in prayer, in praise, in preaching. Lord, may Your name be magnified. May our souls be blessed. May we go home having feasted on the finest of the wheat. Feed us, Lord, with that manna from on high. Give us the bread of life for our souls tonight. Lord, we come a hungry people. And You've told us, Lord, when we come thirsting, we will be filled. When we come hungering, we will be filled. Oh, Lord, quench our thirst. And, Lord, do deal with our hunger tonight and satisfy us in Christ. We do pray in the precious name of our Savior. Amen and amen. We take this opportunity to give you a very warm word of welcome. The wind has risen up a little bit there tonight, but it's been a lovely day, dry at least, and warm. We welcome those that are tuning in on the internet, on Sermon Audio, or Facebook, and possibly YouTube. We do remember Reese and Katie getting married on Saturday. The thoughts and the best wishes of this congregation are with them. We think of the Lord's Day, beginning with the prayer meeting on Zoom at 8, and the Sunday school pray for the children just a few more weeks, and the Sunday school will be over for the summer. We think of the Bible class and the final few weeks as well, 10:30, the worship service at 12, the gospel meeting at 7 o'clock. And just to remind you of the next 2 weeks after that, Children's Day on the 20th of June, and a special 70th anniversary day on the 27th, when at our meeting here at 12 noon, we'll look back with thankfulness. And it is the plan to go to Cabra for an open air where we began, and that'll be the evening service. Again, thank you for your tithes and your offerings to the work of God. Now we're singing again about the peace of God in the hymn, Peace Be Still. It's not in the hymn book, so you will have to look here. And I'm just hoping that many of you choir members will know this piece. Master, the tempest is raging. Oh, the billows are tossing high. The sky is overshadowed with blackness. Oh, no shelter or help is nigh. Carest thou not that we perish? How canst we lie? How canst thou lie asleep? Asleep when each moment so madly is threatening. A grave, a grave, a grave in the angry deep. I hope that's the words tonight. And they all fit into the music. I think we'll get our sisters to play the organ and the piano, and we'll try to follow the words and get the tune into our minds just as we look at the opening verse and the chorus. The words. Did they all fit in? Okay. So, who knows the hymn? Put your hand up now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. That's about a dozen. And the rest, maybe. Okay. We'll try it. Master, the tempest is raging. the verse, there was something just not quite... I didn't get time to check it so thoroughly as I would like to have this evening. We're in a rush. I'm going to try verse 2. And let's sing it. Master, with anguish of spirit, I bow in my grief today. Very good effort for the first time. I trust that the truth of it all will register with us, and this piece that we've been singing about tonight will certainly be in our hearts. At the beginning of the week, I was brought to the Psalm 46, this very well-known psalm, and I do feel that I need to come to it tonight. If I felt this way at the beginning of the week, as I began to prepare for this evening, certainly, as the week has gone on, and I've heard about people in the midst of difficulty and the storms of life, it's confirmed more in my heart that Psalm 46 is for tonight. I think it's for everybody in this meeting, and it will be for some people particularly in this service. You need to hear it again. You might say, well, I know it off by heart. Well, that's good. But you need to hear it again. And there may be those listening in on the internet, and this is just the message that you need also. So we look to the Lord. That's how we word of prayer. Peace be still is the words that Christ declares If we were to get the Old Testament equivalent, it might be in this psalm, "Be still and know that I'm God." As we read it now, as we seek to meditate just for a little while upon it, Lord, we do seek Thee in the Scriptures. We seek the face of God. We seek the voice of God. Lord, if we don't hear from Thee, then this meeting is in vain. God doesn't come and take afresh His word, even this psalm that we know and love so well, and write it upon our hearts and speak to us. Lord, what an empty feeling we will have. But if the Lord is just to come by tonight and in His mercy apply it, open it up to our hearts again, speak to us powerfully, then this meeting will be worthwhile. And we believe that it will be worthwhile. We believe the Lord is here. We believe He has directed our way this week in His word. And that this message certainly is for all, but for some particularly. I just pray for the help to bring it. I want the Lord to stand with me, stand beside me in this pulpit tonight. Open my mouth that I might speak what the Lord wants me to speak. Fill my mind and my heart with those things that we need to know and need to present to this people. And Lord, maybe say, Jehovah Shema, the Lord is there, as we leave the building tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Verse 1 of the Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will we not fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her, she shall not be moved. God shall help her in that right early. Heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered His voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us, the God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Come, behold the works of the Lord, what desolations He hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah and Amen. Not usual that you get such a beautiful sunny evening and you hear very audibly that wind blowing outside and the storm that is there. It might not be a hurricane, but there's a bit of a storm raging this evening, and that might be just where you are in your circumstances and your pilgrimage in life's journey. And so the Lord has laid on my heart the Psalm 46 and verse 10 as the message that I ought to bring to you tonight. And I want to speak on peace in the midst of the storm. I didn't know that the storm would be there this evening. I didn't know that it would be so appropriate just to listen to what's happening outside. But it's the metaphoric psalm that we're thinking about, the storm that you're in. And may the Lord be pleased to bless His word to you. I preached on this text of Scripture at Willie Buick's funeral back in the month of March. And I know that the text was of particular significance, blessing and encouragement to the family. Ivor read this text to his dad. And then immediately, Willie went to be with the Lord. He was carried by the angels into the very arms of his blessed Lord and Savior. We also know that the text was an anchor to the Arnold family when Matthew passed away last year. And it was often brought to their attention by friends who sought to encourage them in the darkness of sad, mysterious providence when grief overwhelmed their souls. This text has been a key verse to many of God's people in the midst of the most devastating circumstances. God has come graciously near, and he has whispered in your ear and in mine, "Be still and know that I am God." I have read these verses many times in the homes of those who have suffered and at the bedside of the sick and the dying. Providentially, I was sent words of a hymn a few days ago that we tried to sing tonight, "Master, the Tempest is Raging." And the thought in this marvelous song is just the same. In the midst of the storm, Jesus says, "Peace, be still." And so I know in my heart I must preach on the Psalm 46 and verse 10 this evening. And this message will come with freshness and power and with sweet assurance to some who are here in the meeting and others that are listening in just now. The author of the Psalm 46 is passing through a period of great trouble and tribulation. It was written in the background of the storm, the earth being removed, the mountains being cast into the midst of the sea, the waters roaring and being troubled, the mountains shaking with the swelling thereof. It's the language of great disturbance, a picture of terrible convulsions, such as you would experience in an earthquake of great magnitude or in a hurricane of fierce winds. Frightful disruption and upheaval of the greatest kind. And the physical expressions are used to describe the most severe perplexities of life and even in the face of eternity. The wonderful truth emphasized in this song magnifies God's grace in such times of terrible commotion. And we all face such times. There's nobody exempt. Not the greatest and the most holiest Christian in this service. And at some time or another, if you're not in the storm tonight, you're going to face the storm. And these times come to us personally. It affects us as an individual. Other times they come to the family, and the whole family is affected. But it will come. And maybe this is where you are tonight. Well, God is teaching us that if we know him as our Lord and Savior, the guide and director of our lives, the redeemer of our souls, then we have a confidence that this world cannot give in the midst of the storm. Indeed, a confidence that cannot be experienced by those who are out of Christ without a Savior. We think of verse 1, God is our refuge and strength and a very present help. We think of verse 7, the Lord of hosts is with us, the God of Jacob is our refuge. We think of our text, "Be still and know that I am God." And the final verse, verse 11, the Lord of hosts is with us, the God of Jacob is our refuge. And these verses must be viewed in light of the other parts of the psalm, this great storm, this great earthquake that is happening. These are anchors to the soul. These are unshakable confidences in our troubles. They are truths and promises that we can rest upon with great assurance. God says, "Be still and know that I am God." He's teaching us very clearly that whatever is going on in our lives, whatever upheaval is happening, whatever storm is raging, whatever earthquake is violently shuddering around us, I'm your refuge, I'm your strength, I'm your present help, I'm your God, and I am therefore with you, I am in control, therefore, be still. Be still in the storm of sickness. Sickness is a reality in this fallen world in which we live. with the entrance of sin into the world, or with sin into the world, there came sickness and disease, weakness, infirmity, and death itself. These bodies of ours, though they are fearfully and wonderfully made, and they are, yet they are prone to decay. Even true Christians are not exempt from bodily sickness. We read of the most illustrious saints in Bible history who succumbed to disease and illness of various kinds. The patriarch Job stands out, I suppose, on the pages of Scripture as a man who entered into a very dark time, not only in the circumstances that chapter 1 of his book tells us, but the sickness that came and was permitted to come in chapter 2 that brought him down into the very depths and sets the scene then of all that follows in the book. King David, he writes about it in some of the Psalms that he penned, speaks about times when he was sick in the midst of infirmity. King Hezekiah had a sickness unto death, a sickness that he was going to die from, and the prophet was told him, "Thou shalt die." Of course, the Lord was merciful and stepped into his situation and gave him another 15 years. Lazarus, the friend of Christ, who lived in the village of Bethany, took ill. The great apostle Paul, there was no greater apostle than he, and yet he had sickness. He had a thorn in the flesh of which he speaks about, a problem in his flesh, in his body, that he brought to the Lord on those three special occasions. And the Lord didn't take that sickness away from him. Epaphroditus, a companion and fellow laborer of the great apostle, was also sick. And we think of those great preachers, heroes of the faith in church history, who suffered much in body and in mind. And C.H. Spurgeon, of course, being one of them, continually suffering with gout and suffering with depression, plagued him all his life. Some of our dearest friends have endured various kinds of sickness, cancer, heart disease, strokes, painful kidney stones, as some of you know all about tonight. Inexplicable viruses that have led individuals low. COVID-19, some of you have been there. Yes, the storm arose, and a time of trouble came. Mountains were shaken. Waters were roaring, and the earth convulsing. But in the midst of it all, there was a voice from heaven. "Be still and know that I am God. I am in control. I am sovereign. I am supreme. I am working out my purposes, not only generally in the earth, but specifically in your life." And so the Lord says, "Be still in the storm of sickness." He would also say, "Be still in the storm of sorrow." You know, death is a stark reality in the valley of tears in which we live. It's appointed unto man once to die. All men die without exception. "Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, wherefore death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned." The holiest and the highest saints of God have departed this life. Godliness, goodness, and greatness are no preventatives of death. All the patriarchs, all the prophets, all the apostles, all the preachers of Bible days departed this life. They're all gone. And likewise, through the centuries, the great men of faith came to that day of departure. God is reminding us that in death and departure from this life, there is a stillness for the people of God. Indeed, a stillness that can only be truly experienced by the child of God. God is saying, I'm your refuge, I'm your strength, I'm your very present help in trouble. It may seem that the earth was removed by such human loss when that beloved family member or friend was taken, but God was saying in the midst of it all, be still. Be still and know that I'm God. There is a blessed confidence and assurance to experience when we enter into the sorrows of life and our loved ones who know Jesus Christ as Savior are taken. We know where they've gone. They've gone to glory. Kim Wagner, after this long illness that she's had, went to glory. Today, it's absent from the body to be present with the Lord immediately. It's to ascend on high. It is to go to be with Christ, which is far better. Why? Because of redemption through the blood of the Savior. Pardon and peace with God. Reconciliation and salvation. The person that has experienced these things will go immediately to be with Christ. It's a wonderful confidence to know that when a true Christian dies, they die in the Lord. They die as those that are saved by grace, born of the Spirit, prepared to meet God. Their sins are forgiven through the work of Christ on the cross. It's the only way of forgiveness, no other way. And therefore, there is a stillness in the hour of death and sorrow. I read this psalm many, many years ago, just before my grandmother passed away. She'd been in hospital for a very short period of time. We knew that the end was coming near. And as a young fella at Bible college, I went up to see her. But an hour before she passed away, and I read this psalm to her. Be still and know that I am God. And there was a stillness. And when she came to depart those few minutes later, praise God, she went to be with the Lord in the peace and the stillness of the gospel. And then thirdly, be still in the storm of suffering. Yes, sickness will come. Sorrow will come. But suffering of various kinds will also intrude upon your journey to heaven. There will be persecution for righteousness' sake. Joseph faced the hatred of his brethren. And we know how shamefully he was treated from the moment he was taken physically by his brothers, thrown into the pit, sold on to the Ishmaelites, took him down into the land of Egypt. Shamefully treated. They despised him, they hated him, his own flesh and blood, because the hand of God was upon Joseph. The Israelites had cruel taskmasters who made them serve with rigor, the Bible tells us, and made their lives bitter with hard bondage, and they suffered for decades. Moses had a people who were ready to overthrow him and leaders who opposed him. David had his Adullam cave when he had to hide from Saul. Jeremiah, he sunk in the Mari prison. You remember the prison that he was let? It was just really a hole in the ground into a filthy dungeon, let down by the cords. The water was lying and the Mari was there, and he just sunk in it. Peter and John were arrested and confined to prison. Paul and Silas were beaten and shut up in the dungeon. Their feet were made fast in the stocks. Did not Paul speak about his stripes, his imprisonments, his beatings, his stonings, the shipwrecks, and all the perils that he passed through, the weariness, the pain, the deprivation for the sake of Christ in 2 Corinthians 11? You read the list there. Oh, yes, the saints of God have suffered. But even in such times of tribulation, when there's opposition, God would say, be still and know and I am God. So there will be persecution for righteousness' sake. There will be division in God's work. We know how we are to be fitly joined together. That's the mind of God. We know what God requires and what God respects when it comes to this subject of Christian unity and love, that we should have the one for the other. But sometimes there arises problems through personality, through strategy, through jealousy, through disappointment and failure. We read with great sorrow that the story of Abraham and Lot in Genesis 13, when the strife arose between the herdsmen of these families, but the land was not able to bear them. And there was a very unhappy division that took place in that family, and it grieved Abraham. We also know, even in New Testament times, in days of great blessing and evangelism and revival, that things happened like the incident between Paul and John Mark. Remember, there was a separation. Whatever John Mark had done, maybe he had forsaken the apostle, forsaken the work. He had gone back home, and Paul didn't want to trust him again, but he refused. Paul refused to take John Mark on the next trip. And that's when there was a separation between Paul and Barnabas. Barnabas then took John Mark, and Silas went with Paul, but there was an unhappy division, and sometimes that can happen in God's work. But you know, the Lord still says, be still and know that I'm God. And then there can be affliction of various kinds. There are a host of other circumstances that can bring us into the storm, that cause great convulsions in our lives. Joshua had many battles to fight. David had a giant in the early part of his life to face, towered above him nearly twice his height. Paul was forsaken by Demas, who once stood with him in the work of God. He spoke about Alexander, who did him much evil. In fact, Paul went on to lament, all men forsook me. It wasn't too many standing towards the end of Paul's life with him. But the Lord stood with him. And the point I'm making is that you too will face a host of problems in this life. Maybe I haven't even mentioned what you're going through just now, but you're there. Whatever comes, I want you to remember our text. God is saying, be still. Everything's raging around you. Be still and know that I am God. And so, my friends, tonight, what are you passing through? What storm are you in tonight? What difficult situation do you find yourself in? Sickness? Sorrow? Suffering of some kind? Well, God is saying in His Word, be still and know that I am God. The earth might be removed around you. The mountains might be cast into the sea. The waters are roaring. But God is saying, I'm your refuge. I'm your strength. I'm your present help. I am your God. You know, the great reformer Martin Luther, in periods of the greatest distress that he passed through, he would call for this psalm, the Psalm 46. And he would say, let us sing the 46th psalm in concert, and then let the devil do his worst. Oh, may we learn to sing the Psalm 46 in concert, and know the great truths that are expressed throughout as it rises to this climax where God, who is the refuge and the strength of His people, says, be still and know that I am God. Let's have a wee word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we know of some of the storms that individuals and families belonging to this church are passing through. We've mentioned some of them tonight. We think of sickness and the prayer list that is there every week. We know that many of those individuals are still in the storm, and some tonight are in sorrow. O gracious God, we commit ourselves to Thee. We want this psalm not only to be something that is memorized and that we are familiar with, but we want the great eternal truths of this psalm to be really embedded in our hearts, that we will have that experience with God in the truths of the psalm, our God who is our refuge, our strength, our present help in trouble, the one who is our God in control. Oh Lord, teach us these things. And may we hear God say in the midst of whatever storm it is that we're in, be still, be still, and know that I'm God. Bless your word to every waiting heart. May we not forget it. May we remember it shortly now in the place of prayer. May we remember it when we go home, when we put our heads to the pillow tonight. Oh, may the truth of God still be ringing in our minds and our hearts. Be still and know that I am God. Apply it, Lord, to those that need it most, those that are especially in the storm, for Jesus' sake. Amen. It's not a vain exercise that we continually ask you to remember the ministry here at Hebron. Gospel opportunities, pray for conversions for the children, the youth, and the seniors of the church, the office bearers, workers, and the students. The students have their final exam tomorrow, so we are thinking especially of them. Missionary work, and Noreen is often prayed for in this congregation. Good to see her with us again this evening. And we continue to pray for doctors and nurses that are tending to the sick. These are the list, or this is the list of the sick and the needy. Just take a time now as you look at it to think of the names, those that need prayer tonight. We've mentioned the Whitfield College, the exams that are being done. We've announced Children's Day and the 70th anniversary. So these are some of the things to pray about. And whatever else is on your heart and you're burdened with, bring it to the Lord. Let us pray with you. We're going to bow together now in the attitude of prayer as we seek the Lord together. May the Lord Himself draw graciously near and answer our prayers tonight. Philip Calderwood, would you mind leading us first of all in prayer, brother? And then just one after the other in the time that remains, let's seek the Lord together. There is one other sick person just to emphasize tonight. And that going to be text from her sister Gina. And it has to do with her brother Chrissy, who on Monday is going for further surgery. And the family would appreciate your prayerful support in this matter. So we'll just leave that with you as well. Thank you, Philip. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord, we have a great God. Thank you, Lord, for thy precious word to our hearts, even this evening, Lord, that we should be still and know that thou art God. No, Lord, we so often, Lord, are in the midst of the storm. And Lord, we faint, we grow weary. And yet, Lord, you've said, has thou not known, has thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary, and there is no searching of his understanding. We thank you, Lord, for that comfort, that we have a great God, a God who never faints, a God who's always the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we thank you, Lord, as we come to thee, we can come to one that never changes, one who loves us, and one who sent his Son into the world to die for our sins. And as we come to thee, Lord, even tonight, Lord, we realize there's many, even that we know within our congregation and without our congregation, Lord, that have been through difficult times. They're in the storm of life.
Yes.
And we just pray for those individuals. We pray for those families tonight. We pray, Lord, you'll come in all your fullness. And, oh God, that you'll be very conscious of thy presence round about. And, oh Lord, even those promises that we find in the Scriptures, Lord, that they will be of great assistance and comfort to them even tonight. We pray, Lord, that you will touch each one, Lord, at the point of their need. And, oh Lord, that you'll deliver them even from the storm. And, Lord, even if the storm is to continue in their life, Lord, you'll give them even that sustaining grace to see themselves through it. We just pray, Lord, for those within our congregation that are sick tonight. We think of Sean. We think of Moira. We think of Nigel. We just pray for others, Lord, that are even going through difficult times. We think of her sister, Joanne Peden, Lord, tonight. And for those, Lord, that are even suffering from bereavement, we think of her brother Wagner tonight, and we just pray for him. And Lord, we just pray, Lord, that even the passing of his dear wife, Lord, that you'll bring comfort to his heart. You'll pour in the oil of joy for mourning. And bless our dear brother in Christ. We pray for the work here. We thank you, Lord, for even the work that goes on from week to week. And has already been prayed. We lift up our pastor before thee tonight. We pray for his wife as well. Oh, Lord, we just pray that you'll cover them in the precious blood. And we just pray, Lord, that you'll even continue, Lord, to give him a vigor that he has for souls and a hunger, Lord, for even reaching young people and boys and girls and men and women with the gospel. We pray for the services even that will be coming up at the weekend. We just pray your hand will be upon them. Pray, Lord, that you will go before us, Lord. You'll prepare the way, bring up the fallow ground. We pray, Lord, that even the seed will fall into good ground. And even this weekend, Lord, we'll see, Lord, souls saved for thy kingdom. We thank you for Sister Noreen tonight. We thank you for her. Thank you for even the time and you have brought her even home in her midst. We just pray, Lord, that you will bless her. Bless her mom as well, Lord. And we just pray, Lord, even for Andy and Anna at this time. And I think just Andy, how he's sick at the minute. We just pray, Lord, you'll even heal him, Lord, and bless him at this time. And just pray, Lord, you'll continue thy good hand upon all our missionaries right throughout the world tonight. We thank you, Lord, for the opportunities they have to reach men and women, Lord, and boys and girls with the story of the gospel, something that we cannot do, but yet, Lord, you have sent them even to do a work for thee. We pray you'll continue your hand upon them. Pray, Lord, you'll even bless our church, even as we celebrate 70 years, we pray, Lord, that you'll bind us together. Lord, help us, Lord, to be in unity one with the other. And, oh, Lord, that you will give us a common purpose, a common goal, and that is, Lord, to see men and women and boys and girls brought to our Saviour. Pray you'll bless us, Lord, and continue with us as we carry on in prayer and do us good, and we'll be careful to give thee all the praise, the honour, and the glory for Jesus' sake.
Thank you.
Father in heaven, we do thank thee for this timely word to our hearts and souls this evening. Be still and know that I am God. Lord, we oftentimes look back to experiences in our own life when we were going through the storm, and the only person we could turn to was thee, because it was only thee that understood. Lord, we do pray that if any should be in the midst of the storm right now, that thou wilt draw graciously near. Amen. Thou wilt come alongside, that they might know that underneath and round about are the everlasting arms of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we thank thee that we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. We have one who intercedes on our behalf at the Father's right hand. We pray, Heavenly Father, that as we go through difficult days and stormy paths, we pray that it might please thee to go thou before us and prepare the way. We thank thee for thy hand of goodness and grace upon the work and witness here in Hebron. Lord, we do pray that it might please thee to come and to visit thy church once more and grant that thou wilt set us ablaze for the Lord Jesus Christ. How we covet the town of Balmoney, the province of Ulster, the United Kingdom for the cause of Christ. Lord, we pray that it might please thee to overlook our waywardness and our sin, and get us to that place as a people whereby we might be used of God. We do think of our sister Anna this evening in the family circle. We pray that thou wilt bless her. We thank thee for the life, for the witness, for the testimony of her dear sister Charlotte. And Lord, we pray that you will draw graciously near in that hospital ward even now. And grant that thou wilt give her that peace that passeth all understanding. We do bring before thee again, Lord, the sick of the fellowship. We pray for our brother Nigel, that thou wilt bless him with all spiritual blessings in Christ. Strengthen him. Grant that thou wilt raise him to a full measure of health and of strength. We think of Sean and of Aaron. We think of Joanne P. We pray, Lord, that you will come alongside them. And grant that thou wilt be pleased to bless each and every one. And again, we think of the services on the Lord's Day and how we long that thou wilt bring in the unsaved. We thank thee for those that frequent this house that know not the Lord Jesus Christ and his saving power in their life. Lord, we ask of thee that thou wilt move within their hearts and souls, cause a crisis in their thinking, we pray. Grant that the cry might go up from this day, this Lord's Day. Sirs, what must I do to be saved? We pray for a fresh baptism of the Holy Ghost upon our pastor, that thou wilt endue him with power from above. Might it please thee, Lord, to give him souls for his hire. So, Lord, bless us and be with us. We thank thee for ever saving our souls, for transforming these lives of ours, for moving us by thy Spirit and for uniting us with the person of Christ. We pray, Lord, that you will take us and use us, we might bring honor and glory to the matchless name of thy only begotten Son. For we ask these things in the Saviour's name.
Services to thee, and we pray for thy servant, the Father, that our messages from thyself. And, O Father, we do pray that you will speak to all of our hearts. Mm-hmm. Lord, we thank the helm shift, and we ask thee, Lord, that many people who are at shift will be brought in on your side of all. Lord, surely that's the aim of this congregation, to see men and women coming to know you. And oh Lord, we think of those who come occasionally. Think of Tammy especially, and we pray that tonight, Lord, you will touch his heart. And Lord, we feel sure his need of salvation, and draw him unto yourself. Lord, we pray for Philip. We ask, Lord, that his young man will be brought in again, that you will receive. Hear the offering, hear the prayer. Lord, they have heard the gospel all of their lives, and yet, Lord, we know they're not like us. So, Father, we pray that you will bring in many others, Lord, who know this time of our life is steeped in sin. Let them go on day by day, heedless and careless of the danger. Oh, Father, we pray that you speak throughout this time, at this time. Help each one of us, Lord, every time we're in the time to be a witness, Lord, to be. And oh, Father, we do pray that this church will be like an image to be. We thank you, Lord, for the 70 years that the witness has been in this area. And we pray, Lord, that it will continue and that many souls will be brought to be. Remember those who need to make, Lord, we think of Charlotte. We pray that your hand will be upon her. You know her situation, and we just leave her with you. We pray that you'll undertake her hand. May she know thy hand upon her with comfort and blessing. And oh Lord, that you will be able to remember her ever John Arthur. And this sorrow, we pray that you'll draw near to him, Lord. Put your hand upon him. Just give him peace in his heart. Others, Lord, connected to that family, Lord, we would mourn at this time. We think of Mrs. Cairns, and we pray, Lord, that you'll draw near to her even tonight, Lord, and that you will comfort her heart. Lord, we realize that there are many sick people, Lord, that have been mentioned tonight. Pray for Nigel, for Sean. Your hand will be upon them. We pray for Joanne. Lord, you know how she has suffered over the years. We just commit her to thee, and we pray that you will undertake. Lord, remember the boys and girls of our church here. The boys and girls who come in on a Sunday from the surrounding area. Lord, how we long that these children will come to know thee as Savior. And oh, Father, we pray that you will speak as those who take part will. Tell them the gospel even in the Sabbath morning. We pray that they might see boys and girls come to know thee as their Savior. We think of Children's Day, and we pray, Lord, that you will undertake them. And oh Lord, help Christina as she speaks to the boys and girls. We pray that you'll bring in many unsaved, Lord, you know, the parents who would normally come, and we pray that they will be out. And oh Lord, that we might see precious souls even saved that day amongst the boys and girls and even amongst the parents. Lord, we just leave our prayers before thee tonight. We thank thee that we come to a God who hears and answers prayer. And we pray that you will continue to be with us in these days. For Jesus' sake. Amen.
Amen. Father, this morning, we spend these days at home. We pray that you will bless her and refresh her, present yourself with her, encourage her. We pray that you'll bless her mother too in these days. Keep your gracious hand upon them. And Lord, look after the work in Uganda in her absence, the school and all the administration. We think of these days now of lockdown again for the children. As they've gone home for this period, that thou will be with them. And if they're given work to do at home, Lord, may they be able to do it and do it well. Remember the students as they have their final exam tomorrow. Be with them, Lord, and think especially of the ones that are members here and connected to us, that thou wilt be with them. Remember the session and committee. Ever grant us the wisdom that we need from on high in every decision that is made, and help us to be good examples to the flock of God in this house. As Children's Day, we think of this day that is set aside to think about the Sunday school children, and as some of them will take part, we pray that you will go before us and prepare the way and bring parents and family members in. May your name be honored and glorified. Remember the anniversary day as well, and what takes place here in this church and out of Cabra. Lord, direct it all and glorify your own great name. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Just sing the closing hymn, "Under His Wings, I Am Safely Abiding." Though the night deepens and tempests are wild, still I can trust Him. I know He will keep me. He has redeemed me. I am His child. Short committee meeting after this service is over tonight, so please remember that. Heavenly Father, dismiss us now with the blessing of the triune God. Thank thee for your presence. Thank thee for being with us, speaking to us, helping us to pray. We pray that you will go with us now as we leave the house of God. Bless every family, bless every individual, and Lord, help us continually to be still and know that thou art God, for Jesus' sake. Amen. Just to remind you, you'll be asked to leave row by row. Thank you for coming. tonight and being part of the midweek.